You're listening to The Hookup and everything else about relationships with DJ Cabaret.
Hey, what's up, you guys? You're listening to The Hookup and everything else about relationships with me, DJ Cabaret, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This week, I'm going to talk about cheating in relationships. And we've kind of been talking about communications in relationships, and we've been talking about all sorts of different things, lying in relationships and what that means, and, you know, what people consider lying in relationships, and if it's bad or if it's good, or, you know, all these sorts of things. So, this week, I kind of wanted to touch on cheating in relationships just because I think it's pertinent to a lot of people, and I think that it's important to know a lot of people go through this, and it's something that if you're going through it, you're not alone, I promise, and it's something that it's hard to overcome, but it's also something that if you are able to overcome it, there is a high possibility that you'll be a lot stronger in the end, especially with your partner. And if you don't stay with your partner because of whatever it might be, just recognize that, you know, you could be stronger in the end as well, that you've come out of something very difficult, and it's going to be hard for some people. So that's always something to keep in mind. So what I kind of wanted to, you know, start off the show today with is talking about what cheating really is and what cheating means and how cheating kind of is in our relationships today and what it means. So to me, I think what constitutes cheating is it's a big gray area. There's no one thing that cheating is. And I mean, dating relationships are constantly changing. I mean, hookups alone make this whole cheating thing really, really complicated. And relationships change and morph without, you know, knowing what's what and what, you know, it changes from one thing into another. And there are things, you know, where you're just friends with someone, or you're friends with benefits, or you're hanging out or casually dating, or you've broken up and you're back together. And then there's some exclusive relationships, or you could be engaged, or whatever it might be. There's so many relationships, and it's in a constant state of flux. So I think that just knowing first what kind of relationship you're in is really vital to knowing what cheating is and what you're going to define cheating as in your relationship personally, because I know that people change their minds or they decide it's something different all the time. So if you just recognize that it's harder to be able to say or know what something is than because you haven't defined what it is, your relationship is, then it'll be easier to know what cheating is. I know that's complicated, but if you just kind of, you know, work your way through how you're feeling about the relationship first, the defining what cheating is will come later. And all these different kinds of relationships have different rules, they have different expectations or whatever it might be. And it also just depends on the person you're with. I mean, knowing the person that you're with itself, that kind of constitutes what something is. But if you don't know, you know, what their expectations are, what your expectations are, this could complicate everything a lot more. And if two people in a relationship don't agree on what kind of relationship you actually have, I don't think there's any way you can define what cheating is. And how would you know if you're cheating? I mean, okay, so for me personally, I think that cheating is, if you say, oh, someone cheated on me, I think that is a physical sort of a cheating. That is my first intuition, is that something physical has happened with someone else that isn't, you know, the person who's in the relationship. And that's what I originally think. However, I do think that if I was uncomfortable with, you know, if you're uncomfortable with what your partner's doing, you might want to look at that and see if that maybe you constitute whatever they're doing as cheating, because it is hard to know that, you know, your partner is doing something that you don't really like, or, you know, it makes you uncomfortable. And if you think that whatever they're doing is not okay, maybe you're defining that as cheating. Maybe it's something that it's going to be hard for you to get over, and it's going to be hard to move on from, but they're not physically doing anything. So that's something to keep in mind, that it maybe doesn't have to be something physical. It doesn't have to be just, you know, they make out or they sleep together or whatever it might be. If you're uncomfortable with it, maybe you define that as cheating. I also think that if you're the one who quote unquote is cheating, or you're not sure if you are cheating, I think a good way to kind of flesh this out and, you know, dig deeper and see if this is cheating to you, if you would define what you're doing as cheating, is if you hope that your partner doesn't find out, which happens all the time. I think that people all the time are doing something and they're trying to kind of keep it secretive from their significant other. They're trying to hide something, and when it comes up, when it comes to light, there's a lot of, you know, fluctuation saying, oh, well, you know, I didn't think it was cheating, but then they find out and they get upset. So what did you think it was? Why were you keeping it secretive? Was there a motive behind what was going on? I think that all of these things are really important to ask yourself. And if you're in a position where you're hiding something, or someone's hiding something from you, it's super, super imperative to be able to talk about it and have an open conversation, an open dialogue about what's going on. And if you can do that, it's going to be way better for you and your partner in the long run. And if you can be able to just know that if you're not keeping secrets from someone, then there's a lot more open trust between the two of you, there will be a better chance that you won't actually cheat on each other, depending on whatever you classify cheating as. So my opinion, I told you, is cheating. My first intuition when someone says, oh, I've been cheated on, is there's been a physical act outside of the relationship. So I kind of wanted to look into what some other people were thinking about relationships and what they thought cheating was and all of those sorts of good things. So I was, you know, I was looking on the internet. I was also talking to some people, and it's interesting because women consider cheating something different for the most part than men do. I think that it differs with what you perceive being unfaithful is. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of, this could cause a lot of the strain that happens around the topic of cheating. I think that if you are someone who really is faithful in your relationship, but the other person does something and you get upset, you could constitute that as cheating. However, the guy or the other person or the other girl might believe that it's not cheating. So I think that women consider being unfaithful going far beyond just having sex with someone else or sleeping with someone else. So I looked into this online. I looked into what some people were saying on some forums, and I also was talking to some of my listeners on the show here. And so some questions that came up were, how would you feel if your girl was confiding in another guy about sexual likes and dislikes, and about if she was dancing with someone in a nightclub with a different guy? Would you consider that cheating? And this was asked to some guys and some women. And a lot of women believe that all of these questions, think that all of, you know, dancing with someone or confiding in someone else is cheating. And most guys, about 74%, according to AskMen.com, think that cheating starts with a kiss. In other words, the sexual contact is what constitutes cheating. So I guess I'm falling into the guy category. But I also think that for women, a kiss doesn't have to be part of the equation. And I do agree with that. I think that having an emotional connection to someone else is going to be something that I would get upset about. And I wouldn't be very excited to find out that my boyfriend was doing that. So from AskMen.com, there was a small survey that was taken. And out of 100 women, 36% of women think that if their significant other is confiding in other women, so this is just in a heterosexual relationship, if their man is confiding in another woman and they're talking comfortably and they're sharing things and there might be kind of a connection, that's more hurtful to some people than a one night stand or whatever it might be with someone anonymous. And that's 36% of women believe that confiding in other women is considered cheating if their significant other is doing that, which I found interesting. I know my boyfriend personally has a lot of friends that are women, and I know that he talks to them. I think that it's important to share how you're feeling so you have some sort of a support system around you. So I thought that, you know, way more than a quarter of women believe that that was cheating. Another issue that was brought up is dancing closely. So this is if you're at a nightclub or you're at a dance, whatever it might be. If you're in college, you might be going out to, you know, the bar to have drinks. And 41% of women believe that dancing at a nightclub with another woman is considered unfaithful. And this, you know, there was a lot of conversation I was reading about saying that if you're dancing with another woman, it's virtually like you're having sex. That's what the intent is out of the dancing at a nightclub. That's what you're doing, is a woman or a man is showing off what they have. And if they do that with someone else, they obviously desire that person that they're dancing with in the same way that they may or may not desire the person in the relationship. So dancing closely, I found interesting to be almost half of women believe that would be cheating. So another topic that was brought up is flirting provocatively. And this is just, you know, joking around and having a conversation with someone that is continuous. So that might be at the office or at Starbucks or whatever it might be. Because 35% of women think that this flirting provocatively is considered cheating. And, you know, there is a fine line between innocent flirting and flirting provocatively. And if there's an intent of eventually getting something or acting as if there's something in the end, then that is considered cheating. And I tend to agree with that. I believe that if there is some sort of a connection over something like that, then I think there is, and you wouldn't want your partner to find out, I think that that could be constituted as cheating. I think that it's important to not keep things like that from your partner. And if you're doing that, then maybe look at why you're doing that or why your partner might be doing that and kind of get into that. Okay, so one other thing that I thought was interesting, actually I have just a couple more, is getting private dances at a strip club. And there are some women who think that going to a strip club in and of itself is cheating, but not every woman that did this survey by AskMen.com believed this. And the problem is when guys pay to touch a woman in a strip club. So logically speaking, he might as well go to another woman, is what some people were thinking, because I think that if a guy has to go to a strip club to touch another woman, then there's a problem within the relationship. It's cheating. There's nothing else you could really say about that, because you aren't doing that with your woman or your significant other. And 79% of women said that getting private dances at a strip club is cheating. So I thought that was really interesting. I think that a lot of women don't really think about it until their man does that or until their significant other goes to a strip club. So that's interesting to me. I actually, this issue just came up in my relationship, is that, you know, my boyfriend wanted to go out with a bunch of guys and they wanted to go to a strip club. And it's interesting how, you know, at least we have an open dialogue about it, and that made it easier. So I believe if there's an open dialogue, then it's a much easier task to come to with, because you're able to kind of understand what's going on and you're not just believing that this person's going to a strip club because there are women there. All right, another topic is engaging in cyber sex. 80% of women think this is cheating. I also think this is cheating. I know that I originally said that it would be anything physical, but I think that cybersex is cheating hands down. And, you know, if you're showing someone else something, or if you're sending, you know, text messages to someone else over from the internet, then I personally would be really hurt. I think that I try really hard in my relationship, and if my boyfriend was talking to someone else online or looking at pictures of other women online, I think that that's constituted as cheating. I try really hard, and I know he does as well. So if there was some other person in the mix that I didn't physically ever meet and he didn't physically ever meet, I do think that that's cheating. So 80% of women believe that cybersex is cheating. All right. And the last one here is 100% of women believe this, and I am sure that plenty of men believe this: engaging in any sort of sexual contact. So, you know, this is kissing, this is touching, this is going down on someone or having sex or whatever it might be while you're in a relationship or while you're exclusive with someone. And that's what cheating is. And there are some people where they believe that if it's not having sex, having, you know, normal sex, if it's oral sex or whatever it might be, that's not cheating. So I don't know. It's interesting that it's something that a lot of people have different views on. So if you kind of have an open conversation about it, or at least know what you think cheating is, then it will be a lot easier down the road for your partner, for you, for anybody who's in this conversation, because you'll know what you believe, you'll know what you think, and there won't be any hesitation with that. So that's something I think is really great and interesting to know how many people believe that. And I had another topic here, and I thought this was interesting, especially in today's day and age. And what a lot of people considered cheating, or the beginning of something that could count as cheating, is looking at Tinder. And honestly, I've never had a Tinder. I know a lot of people who have, and it kind of scares me a little bit, but I do see the appeal, I suppose, of having this app where you can, you know, get the kind of feedback you would want if you are in a relationship. Sometimes there are lull moments, and you want to be able to feel like you're wanted and whatever that might be. And this is a consequence-free kind of an application where you have a validation of how beautiful or how hot you are. And I think that, you know, this is a way to collect compliments, and, you know, you're not actually meeting anybody on the app, and this isn't cheating, but I think that it's interesting that there are a lot of people who get mad about someone on Tinder. I don't know. This is a whole new thing, and it's really interesting. So there are some things that we kind of constitute as cheating, some things that we don't. And if you have anything you guys want to text me about here, you can text me at 415-570-2969, and I would love to hear what you guys have to say about what cheating is, and, you know, what you would consider cheating, or if you have any stories about cheating, that would be great. I'm going to take a quick break here. Remember that you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and this is The Hookup with DJ Cabaret. I'll be right back.
Thank you for staying with us during that break. You're listening to The Hookup with DJ Cabaret here on Penguin Radio.
Forget you and forget. said if I was rich, I'd still be with ya. Well, ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. But I forget you.
Staying with us during that break, you're listening to The Hookup with DJ Cabaret here on Penguin Radio.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is DJ Cabaret here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And I have been talking to you guys about cheating, and we just kind of went over a little bit about what cheating is and what you would consider cheating and what I consider cheating and what some other people consider cheating. So I think that's all interesting and fine and good, and now we know what that is. So I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, what if you're cheating, why would you be cheating, and why people are cheating. And if you're in a relationship where your significant other is cheating, it's good to kind of know why, or it's good to at least think you know why. And I've been talking to some people about this, and it's interesting. I personally have never cheated on anybody. I don't think that that's something I would want to do. I don't think it's something that would help my relationship in any way. But I unfortunately know a lot of people who
have been cheated on, have cheated, and they've, you know, there's a lot of guilt that goes with that. There's a lot of misunderstanding and I don't know. There's a lot that goes with that. And I was personally talking to someone that I'm very close to who had cheated in the past. And they were explaining to me that some of the main reasons that they originally were cheating on someone is because they themselves are very insecure, that they felt like they needed to have backup on, you know, if their relationship didn't work out, they needed to be able to go to someone who it would work out with, or they have someone to fall back to. And another reason that they were saying is that they personally believe that they might not be enough for the person that they're with, or that person that they're with might not be enough for them. And that's kind of a wishy-washy topic, but I wanted to bring up that not enough idea because a lot of people do think this, regardless of what kind of a relationship you're in and what's going on. So that's something really important to think about. And another thing that I wanted to talk about and bring up is attachment to someone from a previous relationship, or just a previous attachment, whether that be a relationship or someone that they originally wanted to be with a while ago or before you were in a relationship. That could bring up emotions and feelings during the relationship that might cause them to cheat. And I wanted to point that out just because a lot of people don't really think about this. They don't think about having that kind of a, it might not be them. And a lot of the time when someone's in a relationship, they think that it's them. So that's someone that I personally spoke to, and they were really explaining to me what they thought cheating was and why they did it. And I was also talking to some other listeners, so I want to explain to you guys what some of them thought, why someone would cheat, or why people cheat, or why they were cheating. And a big reason is because a lot of people just didn't see it like that. You know, we were talking about what people constitute as cheating, and you know, there are consequences that come with cheating, but sometimes people do things that they don't realize is cheating, or they don't realize it's bad. They don't see it as bad as you might. And that's something that I think is big in people who cheat. They don't really see it as being bad until someone explains that it's bad. So if they can have or do something they believe can be rationalized, then it's a lot easier for them to cheat. And they think, you know, what, there's the idea that cheating is bad, but they're not bad because they're a good person even though they cheated. So they can rationalize things, and they didn't see whatever they were doing as cheating. And that's a big reason why people cheat, is because they probably just didn't think about it in the same way that you did. And another reason is that people who cheat have an addiction. So according to, let me see which website this was from, Thought Catalog, within the last decade, people have been using the fact that they have a sex addiction to justify them cheating. And while some of these people have been skeptical, it actually is an issue for some people. And some people who have sex addictions allow themselves to do things such as cheating in their relationships because they feel they're addicted and they need to recover, and they believe that doing these actions are helping them in some way. So I believe that if you have someone in your relationship that you think is cheating and they have an addictive personality, you might want to look into that. It really isn't the person who's been cheated on most of the time. Another reason that some of my listeners were saying is that people find the person that they are cheating with very desirable, especially depending on gender. So there's been an experiment that was recently done by recovery.org called To Catch a Cheater. And they set up a number of fake profiles on dating websites and created them to a certain level of fidelity. And through that, they saw that their fake profiles for women who are interested in cheating were hit up way more often by men. And the fake male profiles of cheaters were a lot more, you know, chastised and all that sort of stuff. So this kind of showed the idea that men merely just want sex rather than a relationship. And that's why the men in the study were, you know, they sought out these taken women. And I think that's important. It's also, you know, it's depending on gender, people find them more desirable. So that's interesting, especially for people who, you know, you're not sure why someone would be cheating. This might be something that you maybe didn't think about. All right, so I just recently learned about this website. I don't know about you guys. This website is a dating website, I guess. I'm not really sure, but it's called ashleymadison.com. And this is a website, for those of you who don't know, that helps married people find people to cheat on their spouses with. And according to this dating site, ashleymadison.com, they found that their busiest days for sign up were the day before Valentine's Day, and that was for men, and the day after Valentine's Day for women. And they think that because they think people cheat because they're disappointed in their current relationship. So a quote from ashleymadison.com says, while February 13th, also known as Mistress Day, saw a 271% increase in signups, there was actually a 314% decrease in signups on Valentine's Day itself. The most prolific traffic came from the day after Valentine's Day, as 439% more people signed up to find what's missing in their marriage. The huge spike in signups on the 15th was mostly driven by married women, their membership increasing by a whopping 977%. So that's just what AshleyMadison.com says. And the CEO and founder of this website, Noel Birdman, says that expectations around the holiday drive memberships. And Mistress Day, the day before Valentine's Day, is all about avoidance. People sign up to avoid the stress that they know they'll have to face with their spouse on the following day. And he also says that the day after Valentine's Day is one of the biggest days in the year, and people are disappointed by their spouse's lack of effort, especially women. And they feel undervalued, and when there's a societal expectation of romance, they don't feel like their partner put that out. And certain days of the year act as, you know, tests for many people in relationships. And one of these big tests is Valentine's Day. So I think that disappointment in a relationship is something to look at in cheating. I think it's something you probably don't want to look at, but you kind of have to, especially if you're in a very exclusive relationship with someone that you've been dating for a long time. Looking at that disappointment is something that you should be able to do. So that's I know it's sad, but you got to look at if the person in your relationship's disappointed. And then if you can have that open conversation, it's, I think, a lot more beneficial. All right. So also from AshleyMadison.com, a reason that people cheat is avoidance. So the same study on Ashley Madison says that the increase of men signing up to find a mistress the day before Valentine's Day was due to the stress that they feel that society puts on them on Valentine's Day. And these men get mistresses or get anyone to sleep with to help them cope with the stress and avoid what's coming. So that avoidance, I think, is a big one. I think that a lot of people probably cheat because they want to avoid what's actually going on in a relationship. So along the same lines, I believe that people who cheat have a need for control. And when powerful people are caught cheating, the rationale that usually comes is the fact that the person's, you know, ego and belief was so big that they felt that they were totally untouchable. And while that's probably true, another study was brought in the idea of control. And if a person is powerful, that person has the tendency to be in control of certain aspects of their lives. And though the person might not actively sit down and plan to cheat in their relationship, they might go through with it just because they believe they can control the relationship. So that need for control, I believe, is a big thing for a lot of people. And if you recognize that if you have a need for control, then maybe you should look out and see if this is something that could maybe affect your relationship. Another thing that one of my listeners was saying was people cheat because they have performance anxiety. And so I looked into this, and a study conducted by researchers at Indiana University in Bloomington and the University of Guelph in Ontario found that a reason why some people cheat is because the stress of dealing with the anticipation of having to perform with their partner sexually. So with a person that they might not be in a relationship with, they tended to not care nearly as much about meeting the other person's needs and allowing them to be more open sexually. So I think it's interesting that performance anxiety could actually cause someone to go and cheat with someone because that person that they are cheating with, they don't believe they need to meet that person's needs quite as much. So that's interesting. And another thing that I thought was really, really flooring, and a reason that people cheat is to fix their marriage. So again, AshleyMadison.com decided to ask its users, which are all married, by the way, if you didn't know that, what attempts they made to try and save their relationship. And apparently, cheating on their partner was one of the last straws. And I guess in some way, this is a cry for attention or help or something. I'm not quite sure. So a quote from AshleyMadison.com says, "People don't pursue an affair at the drop of a hat. We always knew anecdotally that people used AshleyMadison.com to stay in their marriage." And this is from Noel Biederman, the CEO of Ashley Madison. He says, "Married people know that sex isn't the most important thing in a marriage, and they aren't going to simply or quickly leave. They are also willing to settle for abstinence for the rest of their lives, so that's when they look for an external solution." So I think that this idea that people aren't willing to settle for, you know, not having sex and going to something else to stay in the marriage is interesting. I actually have never thought about that. And it does make sense that some people believe that if they aren't going to have what they want in their marriage, they want to save their marriage and go outside of the relationship and find something that they could fill that void with. So that's something I think is interesting. And a couple other reasons that I don't want to go too into depth with that I found interesting is that money, a lot of the time, can cause people to cheat. So if the man or the person who feels they're more in control is financially dependent on the other person, there is a much higher chance that they're going to cheat. And the correlation seems that men are more unhappy in a relationship where the woman reigns money-wise, and they went to look for happiness outside of the relationship. And there's another study, or the same study that was done about men, the man financially dependent on women. There was a study at Cornell University that studied the behaviors of heterosexual relationships and the factors that affected cheating. And this says that men who made more money, regardless of whether or not they had the exact same education, religious beliefs, or status or anything, would cheat if the opportunity presented itself. So the more money that a man tended to make increased opportunity to cheat, and it also inflated the man's sense of self, and that makes him a lot more likely to want to cheat. And according to Stephanie Kunst, who also participated in this study, she says, "Don't feel defeated, ladies." And here's a quote from her. "The take-home message for me out of this is more encouraging for women. Yes, there are guys who still take advantage, but if you're married to a guy who does work, shares your values and background, is close to the same age, and is a good partner, you should not worry at all if you make more than he does." So I think that's something is really interesting and is something that you should be able to look at if you're in a committed relationship. So now that we've kind of talked about why some people might cheat and what some reasons are, I'm going to take a quick break here and we'll be right back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody!
You're listening to Penguin Radio. We're from Dominican University in California.
Hey,
listening to The Hookup, and we'll be right back here on Penguin Radio.
Tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo.
Tune for more stories and gossip here on The Hookup with DJ Cabaret.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Thanks for staying with me during that break. You're listening to The Hookup and everything else about relationships with me, DJ Cabaret, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. So we talked about what cheating is and why someone might be cheating. So I wanted to kind of close our show today with my last segment here, which I wanted to kind of talk about how to cope with someone that would be cheating on you. So I think that this kind of begs the question, is the phrase once a cheater, always a cheater true? And I was talking actually with my old high school academic counselor, and she was saying to me that she doesn't think this is true. She thinks that the younger you are, the more likely you are to want to cheat or do things that are reckless. And the older you get, there's a long period of time where, you know, you kind of mellow out.
And then later in life, when she said, you know, when you hit like 40, 45, 50, people kind of think that, oh my gosh, my life is half over. I need to branch out. And they move on from whatever's going on. So I agree with her, I suppose. I think that, you know, I don't believe in the phrase once a cheater, always a cheater. I think that people change regardless of what's going on. I think that there's always external factors at play, and there's not one reason why someone cheats or they need to cheat, or if they do it once, they'll continue doing it. I think there's a lot of people who might cheat once or twice and then they move on from it. And if you think about it, you kind of have to ask yourself, is this a pattern? Are you the first person that they've cheated on? And what would make them not want to do it again? Or why did they do it in the first place, which we kind of talked about earlier in the show? And how was your relationship when someone cheated on you? And I think that thinking about it is something that really helps. And if you're able to talk with someone, whether that be your best friend or someone in your family or a counselor, whatever that is, having support in that kind of a situation is key if someone's cheating on you. If you need to talk to someone, you should be able to talk to anybody that you trust and want, you know, some help with what's going on. And something else is that you shouldn't blame yourself first. That shouldn't be the first thing you do. More times than not, it is not the person who is cheated on's fault. I think that a lot of the time people think it's their fault and that they did something wrong. But if you can talk it out with your partner and not blame yourself originally and really work on what was going on in the relationship and why it happened, and you don't blame yourself initially, it's going to be beneficial in the long run. And another thing that I would say is, if you are being cheated on and you want to forgive the person that you cheated on you, then you need to be able to think if you could look at them in the same way and trust them the same way again. And if you think you can forgive them, then do. And don't come up with other reasons why you shouldn't or whatever it might be. If you truly want to be with this person and you can forgive what they did, then you should be able to do that. And you know, I think that cheating is serious and it's not something that should be taken lightly. And I also know hookups and college culture makes this even more of a gray area for a lot of people. So I was talking to some of my listeners. I have been getting some texts in from you guys. And what some people were saying is, you know, they started cheating on their partner just as revenge because they had been cheated on. And I think this revenge somehow is not moving on, it's not forgiving, it's not going to help either person in the relationship. So if you're able to do that, then I think it's going to be great for the people who are in the relationship. And if you are forgiving and moving on, I would recommend just trying to build a new relationship. The old one might as well just be gone and not brought up anymore and it's done for. And you should start anew and be prepared for change, because it won't be the same after you go through what you're going to go through with each other, forgiving and moving past the issues. And, you know, it won't be what the relationship you used to be. Building back trust, especially after something like that, that's a big step. And if you can get past it, it's going to be great for both of you, I believe. And trust me, you're going to both be shaky for a while. The person who has cheated is going to feel guilty, and the person who was cheated on is going to feel betrayed. But if you can both decide that you're sticking together and you know that it's going to be shaky for a while, then it's going to be helpful when you get to the point where you have fully forgiven each other. And, you know, if you do the activities that you used to do when you first started dating, I think that's going to build back trust easily. And if you know, it's going to be hard, but if you make yourself vulnerable again and you build back that initial trust that the two people in the relationship had, it might be easier to get somewhere in the long run. And if you discuss the things that you started discussing when you were dating, and, you know, you ask yourself what they used to do to build your trust and what you used to do to build their trust, it's going to be easier to build that trust again if you just start anew instead of trying to go back to what used to happen. So I have a couple of stories here, and I want to remind you guys that you can text me at any time, whether it be during my show or during the week. And I want to hear what you guys have to say about, you know, stories about whatever I might be talking about. So remember that the phone number is 415-570-2969. And you can text me, you can ask me any questions, you can ask for some advice. And it's always fun hearing what you guys have to say. I love sharing it on the radio. So one story that I got actually today, just before the show started, about cheating was really interesting. So there was this girl, and she at the time had two boyfriends. And to me, that's cheating right there. She had two boyfriends at the time. And on Valentine's Day, she found out that both of her boyfriends were both cheating on her. So that was like a double whammy of what's going on. And it's, I don't know, I think that's just so crazy and interesting. It's just flooring to me. All right, so another story I actually found on BuzzFeed, which I think is awesome, was submitted by Ellie55. And she says that she wanted to plan a surprise party for her boyfriend, who she had been dating for about a year. She asked his friend if he would help her with the planning, and he gives me this weird look and says, "Yeah, I'll help you, but I think he has other plans with his girlfriend." And she just stood there, and he said, "I thought you guys broke up since he started dating a new girl." Oh my God, I can't believe that happened. I don't know what I would do if that happened. That would be so crazy. And wow, it's just amazing to me that some people can try to keep a whole nother life secret. All right, another one that I thought was interesting was submitted by Pretty Prakash on Facebook to BuzzFeed, and she says, "I'm a Disney employee. He had asked me to get him Disney tickets so he could take his little sister for her birthday. Turns out he was taking another woman. Guess who saw me and ran for it during her shift?" So I think that's horrible. I mean, just to ask for something from someone that you're dating and then use it against them. I don't know. That really sucks. Yeah, that's horrible. I don't know what I would do. That's just sucks. All right, another one that was submitted by Jessica's97 said, "When I was a freshman in college, I was unexpectedly dumped by my older boyfriend. It was the first time and only time it ever happened, and I couldn't figure out why. Fast forward nearly 10 years later, the ex and I are still friends and reconnect on Facebook. One day he posts a video he made in 2003, the same year that they originally dated, of him kissing some other girl. I guess I finally got my explanation." So that's 10 years later. I cannot believe that. That's what I mean, is there's a whole nother life behind something going on. So submitted by Maria Reckner on Facebook to BuzzFeed, as I was saying, she said that his mom accidentally told her that he was married. Oops. So that's a hard one. I think that if you're dating someone, that's one thing, and they start sleeping with someone else, that's one thing. But if you find out that they're married, oh my gosh, that just changes the whole game. And that's a hard one. I think that if that happened to me, I'm not really sure what I would do. I would probably freak out, understandably, that someone would freak out if they figure out that someone's married. Yep. Another thing that I wanted to bring up is that I thought was interesting is when people are like drunk, when they're blackout drunk, there's a whole different mentality of what cheating is and if someone's cheating. So what some people were saying, some of my listeners, a 415 number, says that if you got really drunk and made out with some... Oh, here's a story, actually. She says, "I think in some situations... there, it's harder to know what's going on." You got really drunk and accidentally made out with some guy at a party while your boyfriend wasn't there. Do you tell him? I don't think that you should tell him. If it's something that clearly meant nothing, it's kind of like a huge thing that'll put a thorn in your relationship. And she thinks that, you know, that kind of a thing where you're blackout drunk and it didn't mean anything isn't cheating. However, in my opinion, I would consider that cheating. I don't know what you guys think. With all that cheating's a big topic. I could keep going on, but I have a wonderful DJ coming up here in just a couple minutes, DJ Runaway, and she will be giving you her show at 2 p.m., keeping it fit. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And you can tune in next week on Penguin Radio here to listen to my show, which is always Tuesdays at 1 p.m., and I am always talking about hookups and what happens in relationships. So, my name is DJ Cabaret, and thank you for being with me today, you guys. It was wonderful. And remember that you guys can text me at any point here during the show or during the week. I would love to hear what you guys have to say. And this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you for listening to The Hookup with DJ Cabaret every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Listen every day for other radio shows from students here at Dominican University of California.